From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to hang out with us, ask them about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Victoria Krishnarova. Welcome, Victoria.
Hi, everybody. It's so nice to be here.
So what goes on at the University of Arizona in the world of Victoria? What do you do over there?
I work in Dr. Sally Dickinson's lab, and we're currently working on the prevention of squamous cell carcinoma, which basically is just skin cancer.
Victoria, what are some good ways that people can prevent skin cancer?
So people can definitely use sunscreen, but the problem with sunscreen is, first of all, it gives people false confidence that they can stay in the sun way longer than they actually can. Second of all, sunscreen isn't always 100% effective, just because it still does let some sun rays through. The biggest thing is we work with people who already have sun-damaged skin, so basically high-risk people, people who either have a genetic disorder that makes them less likely to be able to defend themselves from UV damage, or people who have had chronic UV damage and now are just more susceptible to getting skin cancer after getting exposed.
Yeah, or like people who spent their whole life in Tucson.
Yeah. We're trying to find another strategies besides sunscreen that they can use to prevent getting sun damage and thus getting skin cancer. One of the ways that we do that is by looking at anti-inflammatory agents, because it has actually been shown that inflammation, as you know, when you go out into the sun and you get a skin sunburn, that's inflammation, hurts. So inflammation is actually a big part of the cells turning from being normal cells into being cancerous cells. Basically, what it activates in the cell, specifically like growth signals that could eventually turn it cancerous.
Inflammatory means what? Does it mean that the cells blow up like balloons? What does that look like?
So specifically in the cell, we're studying this type of cell called fibroblast, which is a type of inflammatory cell that basically can get activated by damage. It sends a certain signal to like your regular skin cells. It communicates through these like little chemical messengers that can tell the cell, oh, you need to grow more because there's been a wound, like you've been wounded, so you need to reproduce more to make up for the wound, heal it. It can also tell the cell to die. Basically, the cell gets various different instructions from these like little chemical messengers.
Are they actually giving orders or are they giving advice?
Kind of both. They definitely can interact with other things in the cell. And that is a little bit of where we come in and what we're trying to stop. But basically, they can either interact with other things in the cell or they can go straight in the nucleus and start making things happen. So they're both advisors and like straight up orders. And so we're kind of studying that pathway of the UV coming in and activating these signals. And that's what we're kind of trying to inhibit in these people who are high risk, because we're trying to not have them have a lot of inflammation so that their cells don't eventually turn into cancer.
How do you combat inflammation?
Currently, we're studying a drug that would basically come and block receptors. And those are like little hands that the cell sticks out. So basically, the cell can grab onto that messenger with that receptor. That's what like eventually initiates the inflammatory reaction. We're kind of trying to stop that grabbing by developing this drug that will like, it's kind of like a glove that you'd put over the hand so it can't do grabbing anymore.
Oh, like mittens.
Yeah.
Is this like an experimental drug?
It's a drug that has been previously used for breast cancer. We were trying to show that it can also work in prevention of skin cancer.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
Victoria, what are you going to do after you graduate? What do you think you might do?
So I'm definitely going to grad school, but I am currently trying to decide where exactly I want to head with that. I am definitely thinking about industry, thinking about academic research, thinking about forensic science, and thinking about genetic counseling. So I'm honestly just using this summer to kind of explore those fields and decide where I want to go from here.
What about music? Do you ever listen to music?
Oh, I love music. I mostly listen to pop music, but also whatever is on the radio. I'm pretty much down with anything except jazz. Jazz has always just been too many sounds for me.
Too much chaos.
Too much chaos.
Do you have any artists you'd like to shout out, maybe?
I love the American Authors. I think that was like the first artist I've ever loved that like I've listened to the complete album of, all of their complete albums. And yeah, I still listen to them. They're great. Love them. It's like the best day of my life song. They made that one.
That is some good pop music there. Victoria Kirshnerova, thank you so much for being on KXEI's Thesis Thursdays today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.